Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom time. Big issues, big guests. And, you know, by getting out from behind the microphone, you run into a lot of great people. We'll talk with one of them, Abington Police Chief Patrick Malloy, coming up. The Abington School Board member that I told you about has apologized for her comments sort of about armed officers. Listen to what she said at the school board meeting, then we'll go to the chief. The first is she's got somebody there. I'm not sure who it is. He may know. Talking about school resource officers being cops, being armed to protect students, this age-old device, okay? You got the premise. And what bothers me, I'm going to get the names of these people on the school board. Do they say anything to this woman? It's not even angry. That's one thing. It's casual bigotry toward cops. And yes, full disclosure, I'm in a family of cops up and down the line and all that. I've been with the cops for whenever. I admit to all that. I'm proud of all that. This woman, though, is so casual about this. Listen to what she said.
That,
do they also carry firearms?
They do carry firearms. They are a police officer within the building.
And what policy covers...
There is a memorandum of understanding between Abington School District and Abington Police Department, which has guidelines for the Abington police officers within the Abington School District buildings.
Okay. I mean, this might not be the appropriate venue or time to talk about this, but... there's a lot of evidence that anybody carrying a firearm in a district building puts kids at risk, particularly students of color. We know that black and brown students are much more likely to be shot by police officers, especially school resource officers, than other students. And I have serious concerns about anybody in the buildings having firearms, regardless of whether or not they're police. So.
Casual. All right. Now, she follows up, though. It's the same person again. And I think he's trying to make the argument, Dan, that we're talking about cops here. We're not talking about bringing people in and training them and all. These are cops who every day are doing this. And she goes with, well, police shoot a lot of people, too.
A fighter licensed police officer in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, correct? So it's just they work for us,
correct?
Not the township.
Correct.
These officers right also there. Shoot people pretty regularly. So
the casual nature is what gets me. Let's bring in the chief. He's a busy guy. A lot going on out there. Abington Police Chief Patrick Malloy here on Talk Radio 12. Hey, Chief, welcome. How are things going?
Good morning, Dom. Thank you for having me on. I could tell you it has been very busy over the last several days since this comment hit the air, the radio waves, and I have been receiving calls from police officers throughout the region, chiefs from other organizations. They were just shocked, as you said, how casual the comment was and how outrageous it was. I mean, it was either willful ignorance or there was an agenda. I mean, these newly selected board members, I think it's only the third time that they convened, and not to know that Abington Police Department has, for 25 years, has had school resource officers in each of the two buildings is unbelievable, especially since we've never even pulled a gun on a student. And the instances, when you look at the data, the use of force, if anything, our officers are in a position to de-escalate, are highly trained and highly skilled. And also, these bring the resources of, through their radio, the resources of a number of officers. God forbid that somebody comes onto that campus to do harm. As you know, when seconds count, you hear this, cops are often minutes away. But in Abington, when you have an armed, highly skilled, trained police officer on location, we are indeed seconds away or on location if someone were to come on campus to threaten students, staff, faculty, et cetera.
Yeah. And even in the apology, Chief, aside from apologizing to you, and I will get to your approach, which I think is excellent in dealing with this, she sort of says, well, the Abington police may have been okay, I've learned now, but we're unsafe with armed police. I mean, this image that it's the casual way this was said at the school board, I get it. If you misspeak, you're angry. There have been some debates going on. Even then, you got to apologize when you're wrong. But to be this casual, it's taken as a matter of faith that this is what's going on in the country.
It is, and there's no data at all, Dom, to suggest that. Now we have seen some statements from the National FOP, my own Abington Township Police Association, so many members of the community, law enforcement professionals who live in Abington Township and send their children to these schools, retired FBI agents and others. The outcry of support for our police department and in opposition of this elected official and the divisive language that she used in a position of leadership does nothing to promote bringing communities together, which as you know, is always a challenge in our business. And there's nothing more more important for me and our department, who has twice won the International Association of Chiefs of Police Award for community policing projects. We have a great relationship with our NAACP. We had one shooting a couple years ago, and it was one of our officers heroically kicked down a door after three women were stabbed. A gun was pulled on this officer, and he shot a suspect. And we had questions back then about what was the race of the suspect and what was other secondary characteristics, which so many times as police professionals, we just have to sit back and take it when we do not run into calls for service and see life through the prism of race. It's behavior that we look at and other right. characteristics.
Well, I want to say, in my experience with you, in a couple of things, and once when we had it over there in the Keswick, I guess, and then yes. with the guy walking yeah. through the neighborhood, I've seen the perfect blend of law enforcement when need be, when you actually do have to take action, and restraint. And here's my theory, too, on this particular person and all this. We see what's going on in Philadelphia. To be a cop in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner is almost an impossibility. I believe a lot of this stuff is seeping into the suburbs, and you just see it here in the school board, again, with a woman, and I don't know if other school board members erupted at that point and challenged that. Do you know if they did?
They did not publicly, Don, but I have to, full disclosure, I received calls from almost every one of them over the weekend,
okay.
Looking to distance themselves from those comments, really apologetic. The superintendent, Dr. Jeff Fetcher, has been working with us and previous administrations to partner, and they want cops in the schools in Abington Township. And this that is seeping to this philosophy that's coming up into the suburbs that you referenced, it's my job as the chief of police to educate some of these people who have these views to see that, you know, this is not going to play in Abington Township.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I like what you said, that you've forgiven her for the comment, and I guess they don't give the folk thing, but you and I both know people can say anything. We all have had bad moments, but this was a calm atmosphere, and that the follow-up, even after the guy that was there educating her on it, police routinely shoot people, something to that effect, nationwide. This is, I don't know how to be a cop, particularly with your record. I know what it's like here in Philadelphia, impossible. We don't want that to be happening to the suburbs, to people feeling that willy-nilly cops are A, shooting kids, or B, they're doing it particularly if you're somebody of color.
Yep, and Dom, I could not believe she doubled down on that.
Yes.
And I can only tell you, this just not impacts the officers. You know, we have children, we have spouses, and they are extremely angry that someone should make those comments, in a nonchalant manner. Every life is sacred. When we make a decision to use force, even the officers that were involved in the last couple shootings in Abington, they don't understand what these officers are dealing with the post-traumatic stress disorder and other things that come up, what their families at home are dealing with after they have a deadly encounter. You know, the choice to make, to take a life, to use deadly force in a very split second, tense, uncertain, rapidly evolving circumstances where sometimes we don't get it right, but most times we get it right. It's not based on race. And for people to assign that prejudice to police officers and some of the work that we do, and I'm not saying we're without sin, but the bigger problems in our country are not cops going in and shooting routinely people and or black and brown people, as she stated. That just is offensive in so many ways, and we need to strive to rise above that type of rhetoric, and people need to have a better understanding of how we train, what we do, and the nobility of this great profession, and the men and women who bravely.
Boy, you know, let's emphasize that word too, nobility. That's what I'm writing my column. I'm going to ask for that in the headline. That's exactly right. And you know, I'm from a cop's family. When your dad goes off at night, yes, and you don't hear, or you hear a strange call or whatever, well, you live it on the front lines, but the spouse and the kids, they're part of this. It's almost militaristic. Now, you tell Dan there's an upcoming school board meeting and hundreds of cops may show up to support. When's the meeting, Chief?
Yes, that is 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 4th. Now, the location may have changed. It was at the Abington Junior High Little Theater, but not just cops. There are hundreds of people in the community, diverse backgrounds, coming to support us. You know, the president of the NAACP and I are like best friends in Abington. She, along with others, although we acknowledge we can always do better, are extremely offended with these remarks. So it's just not law enforcement professionals coming. This is parents and others in our community.
Well, I want to come to this. So it's Tuesday, February 4th. So it's this coming Tuesday, 7:30. When will you know the location?
I will try to get that as soon as possible. Right now, it is scheduled on to be at the Abington Junior High Little Theater. But if you check the Abington School District website, I'm certain that they will post the updates there if they move it to a bigger venue.
Well, consider this, too. And I know our listeners would be behind this. We've done it, supported it, as you know, over the years. We've done a blue day after all those cops were killed in Philadelphia. Something like that, so that people just meet police in that kind of manner, not just honoring them, but just meeting them. If there's something we can do in a location in the near future, I'd be behind that. I know listeners, not just in Abington, would love to come and support that.
Tom, that would be great. I will actually pass that on to some of my other officers and other officers in this region who have been calling and lending their support to our department. So I do appreciate that. You have always been such a big supporter of our profession, and we do value that that friendship.
Well, thank you, Chief. Thank you very much. Good luck with this, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good. All right, take care now.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.